So what are you trying to say about Kevin Lytle? This is Darth Vader music. Here's when he enters. Although that would be cool if Kevin, like, if somebody said I was Darth Vader, I would take that as a compliment. Kevin, how about you? I know you're not a big, nerd. You're a sports nerd. You're not a big nerd, though, are you?
No, that's true. I'm not a Star Wars guy at all, but Darth Vader still sounds pretty cool, so I'll take it.
You'll take it and run with it, man. Speaking of running with it, let's talk about Kobe Johnson. Let's talk about filling the hole at running back for Colorado State. You talked to us several weeks, you know, throughout spring ball, saying, "Hey, there's pretty thin at running back. We'll find out what they're going to be doing after spring ball." But here you go, you got a guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd kind of been hinting for a while that this might be coming. Transfer portal recruiting is chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
You get some, you know, sort of soft commits where it's, I like you, I might want to be with you, but I'm also going to wait and see who else calls me. But lo and behold, you know, CSU landed, you know, what looks on paper to be a really good addition. Kobe Johnson, guy from North Dakota State, which obviously everyone knows is just a powerhouse football program. And he wasn't just, you know, on the roster. He was a very significant player, led North Dakota State in rushing last year with just shy of 1,000 yards. In 4 years with the Bison, he ran for more than 2,500, a bunch of touchdowns. So, yeah, he's a guy with a ton of experience. And, you know, sort of regardless of the Avery Morrow situation, what happens, you know, with the legal everything, I think Kobe is going to be a guy that's going to be on the field plenty, like I say, kind of no matter what happens with Avery. And also, you know, those freshmen coming in, they have a role to play, but you need a veteran, and this guy fits the bill.
Kevin, tell us about for air raid with a running back. Now, we saw what happened with Avery Morrow. I think we were – maybe the coaches would tell you they weren't shocked by how much they used him, or I don't know, maybe they don't. But I think I was. I didn't think that we were going to see a running back be one of maybe the star. I know Horton was amazing too, but the running back wasn't supposed to be the main part of the plan. In a perfect scenario with air raid rolling for how Fort Collins wants to run it, how CSU wants to run it, how do you see the running back working into it?
Yeah, it is still an important position. You know, if you look at Nevada, a guy like Tua, I hope I'm saying his name right. You know, he was an important player for several years, you know, under Norvell at Nevada. Yeah, it's not a run the ball 40 times a game type of offense, but you have to do it, you know, at the right time to help open up the defense. You might have to catch the ball a little bit out of the backfield. And obviously short yardage, you know, football changes and evolves, but short yardage and then the necessity to get some of those ugly yards is always going to exist, at least sometimes. So yeah, it's still an important position. It's, yeah, of course, very different to how, you know, Steve Adazio used a running back, but still a very important position. You also need to pass block sometimes, which is one of the reasons you need a veteran, because, you know, freshmen generally are not great pass blockers just because they rarely had to do it in high school. So yeah, all those things, it's an important position for the program and the team and the offense, even if it is, you know, sort of different than probably what we saw last year. They'll probably use it differently, you know, if the offense is clicking like they expect it to.
And I'm guessing on the running back note, Kevin, nothing new with Avery Morrow at this stage?
Yes, so he had his latest court appearance about a week ago, I think it was, and long story short, basically, there's still no resolution. You know, it's possible it's moving toward trial. There's another appearance coming up here in a couple weeks. But again, no solution or anything or conclusion to that yet. So kind of everything is still as it has been.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and another North Dakota State guy, defensive back Dom Jones, transferring to Colorado State. I'm excited about the running back situation, but I love the defensive backs. I love cornerbacks. It's my favorite position in football. So when I see a guy that's projected to maybe do some pretty good things here, just adding on to what CSU is already good at, this should be a big one.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Dom is a guy that, again, you know, we kind of knew this was coming. He had messaged me a while ago and said he's coming to CSU and, you know, finally publicly announced it. And he, again, fits what Jay Norvell said he had been looking for, because he really likes that starting group. You know, we know who those are, you know, with Chigi Anuzie, Ron Harge at corner, Jack Howell, Henry Blackburn at safety, Aiden Hector in there. You know, we kind of know that group, but they're very young on backups. So they want a veteran guy, and Dom fits that. He played, you know, a pretty good number of games at North Dakota State. Looks like he's a pretty versatile guy. So, I think he just adds veteran depth to that unit. And, again, you can never have too many good players in the secondary with how, you know, college football is played these days. So, again, he's, you know, not going to be your superstar on the team most likely, but I think an important role as a depth player and probably a special teams player as well, which, again, I know, you know, people aren't paying a ton of attention to, you know, the gunners on punt teams or anything like that, but it can be very important during the season.
Kevin, when you kind of assess this team and you're seeing some of these moves, I mean, are these just moves, or do you look at it and go, man, these are some significant moves? Even with Dom, as you mentioned, he's probably not going to be the focal point by any stretch, but he's going to be a good addition. Do you look at some of the moves, the transfers coming in, and say, these are moves that could impact this team, you know, greatly and add on to what they're already doing, where they could be a pretty darn good football team next year?
Yeah, Kobe for sure at running back, I think, is one of those. Dom, like I say, I think it's important, you know, not a program-altering type of thing, but you need to have those. We saw CSU last year. I think their starting units on both sides were pretty solid, but any injuries, and they were in a ton of trouble. And, of course, they had injuries because that's what happens. So now adding the depth is what this team really needed, and I think you're doing it. And we mentioned those guys, Bobby Lawrence. They've also landed a guy that played 36 games in 4 seasons at Missouri on the offensive line. You know, we'll see if he gets a starting spot or if he's a depth piece, but that's important. You need those. You need more than 5 guys that can play on the offensive line. You need, you know, 6, 7, 8. So all these are important. I think those 3 that they've landed, you know, in the last couple weeks are fairly important pieces that all fit things that CSU really needed.
Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong. You know, this time last year, I think all of
never,
us...
Never, never.
With this time last year, and I was wrong about this, I was all on the hype train, man. I was like, CSU might never lose again. Jay Norvell, I'm for Air Raid, Matt Mummy, I'm excited. I love the videos they're doing, all that stuff. So there was excitement there. And they were self-marketing, too. I don't know if Jay Norvell as much was doing it, but they were doing it. They were promoting the hell out of for Air Raid. How has that changed this year? Has it been more of a tamed down version of, okay, now it's on to business? Last year was the introduction, was the entrance. Now we're taming this thing down because we're getting to work.
It does feel a little quieter, I would say. And, you know, that's a good question. I honestly haven't asked around at all. My hunch or guess would be that coming in, they knew they needed to, like you say, self-market. You know, the last staff was, you know, either completely unknown or completely disliked. Neither one of those is really good things. So this staff, I think, knew that the fan base was yearning for a connection to the program and really made an effort to do that. I think there could be an element now. Okay, we've put our roots down. People, you know us, know what we're trying to do. You know, we don't need to be as aggressive on that. So, you know, maybe just by nature a little quieter on that front. You know, as far as what they're doing, actually coaching and recruiting, you know, people love, you know, when your team is losing, you love to, you know, angrily say, well, they shouldn't be spending time tweeting, as if that's taking up any of their,
right,
you know, recruiting time. You know, so as far as that type of stuff, I don't think it's actually changed. But yeah, it does kind of seem like it's a little quieter just because, like I said, I think they know now, they put their roots down, and people kind of know, you know, who they are and what they're doing. And they don't need to make that effort. You know, the first impression effort, you know, had to come last year, and they did it.
Yeah, that was a great marketing plan coming into it. You don't need to fire that off every single year. Kevin, on the basketball side of things, I mean, I'm just as excited about the basketball side. My goodness, they have had some names. Neat Clifford, obviously, really excited about that situation and being a former Buff, all that. But if Isaiah comes back, and I know that's still a fairly big if, this team could be really freaking good next year, man.
I mean, there are some pieces. I think it's fair to be, you know, pretty optimistic, still cautiously. A lot has to go right to be really good. And we saw all the injuries and everything last year. And, you know, you can't predict those. You can't anticipate those. So, you know, you have to hope that doesn't happen again. But you have the pieces, you know, Joel Scott, really good rebounder, really strong inside, you know, has some nasty to him. He has a lot of skill, too. He can shoot threes. He can put the ball on the floor. You know, those are all things that CSU needed. Neat Clifford brings athleticism that CSU really hasn't had, you know, outside David Roddy in quite a while. You know, CSU as a team dunked the ball like 30 times or something last year. You know, Neek might have that many on his own. So that's a really good piece. Javonte Johnson from New Mexico, he can, you know, he has ability to be a quite good shooter. And then all the guys returning. Obviously, Pat Cartier was one of the most efficient two-point scorers in college basketball last year. And frankly, he'll probably get even better looks with, you know, Joel Scott alongside him in the paint because Joel can be dangerous. Jalen Lake, I think, late in the year really came on. And Josiah Strong, you know, we never really saw him because he, you know, battled that illness all year. But he, you know, CSU staff were really excited about him and what he could do. So the thing that I think you see from this roster, it's really long and athletic, and that's what's been missing. You know, pretty much your lineups are going to be a point guard who obviously will be smaller, and then four guys who will range from 6'4 to 6'9, you know, and most of them are pretty strong athletic dudes. So that seems like a pretty good formula. And yeah, like you say, if Isaiah does come back, it's the pieces are there for a good season.
So Kevin, CSU then with these names, three new starters potentially next year, you think?
Yeah, that's a great question. I can put together a lot of different lineups. If I had to guess right now, you know, let's pretend you're Tanner and you're putting me on the spot with some insane months out projection.
Yeah, CSU beating CU next year. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I'm just going to predict the score of every game, even though the schedule's not out. I'm just going to make it up. But no, if I had to predict, I would say Isaiah Stevens at point guard, Josiah Strong at shooting guard, Neek Clifford at your three, and then Cartier and Joel Scott at the four and five. And frankly, it probably doesn't matter which you call which position. Those are sort of interchangeable in this offense. And then Jalen Lake, Javonte Johnson, kind of your KV Jackson, and maybe the freshman, your key guys off the bench. But, you know, that could shift. You know, Jalen Lake has started a lot of games. He could have a chance there. Obviously, Javonte Johnson started a lot in New Mexico, so he would have a chance there. So you have a lot of different combos. And again, those of us, you know, we've watched a lot of CSU games and how Medved likes his teams to play. He likes versatility. He likes to be able to play, you know, small guard heavy lineups. You know, he likes to do funky things like play David Roddy at center sometimes. So this group, I think, gives him a lot of flexibility to do a lot of those different things.
It's kind of, it feels like a mini retooling and not necessarily a rebuild, but just a retooling with this team, with losing some guys that became household names to us, Rivera, Tanjay, those guys, and then bringing in a bunch of new guys too. So it was kind of just feels like a semi-rebuild somewhat.
Yeah, totally. I think retool is the best word for it because, again, you know, a lot of your most important players are guys that are on the roster, you know, were on the roster, you know, Lake and Cartier, and, you know, certainly Zay, if he comes back and strong. But it's getting the right guys alongside them. And again, on paper, it seems like a great fit. You know, it's, what are we at, May 4th? It's a long frickin' time till there's a basketball game played, and a lot can shuffle and change. But on paper, it looks to be pretty well set up right now, especially if old number 4 comes back.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. Okay, Kevin, for the important question, Angel and I have put our brains together, and every Friday throughout the summer, we are going to do Brady and Angel's sports movie Summer of Fun Extravaganza. Ooh. We're going to be, yeah, that's the official name, I think. That's one of 8 ideas we have in the tank. We're going to be reviewing a sports movie, old, new, whatever, every single Friday. The question is, would you at some point consider being a guest movie critic with us? It's 12:30 to 1 on Fridays.
Oh, that could be fun. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of that. Yeah.
Just to give you an idea, Angel created this. This is how we're rating the movie, and we're fine tuning it because we're going to make it more complicated. But the three things you need to know: start the movie, start it, bench it, or cut it. So those that's how you're reviewing the movie. But we think we're going to set it up in basketball terms, where you only get 12 movies. So if you start every movie you see, well, obviously you can't because there's only five starters, Kevin. So the stuff for you to think about. I want you to do, in your time off, I want you to do some homework. He's out.
Homework.
Oh, that, there yeah, he is. Homework. Oh, we lost you.
Well, yeah, you said homework, and I just like.
He just dropped the phone.
I just threw the phone across the room.
It's all dramatic. Kevin's mouth
you're not
open.
My teacher. You're not my teacher.
I'm out. Flashbacks. No, no more. Bad. Okay, so just a quick question. Have you seen the movie White Men Can't Jump?
God, I think, yeah, way back when. I would need a refresh for sure.
That's the one we're reviewing tomorrow. So if you happen to see it, tweet us what your thoughts would be. But I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to be, because we can't. Because I get a feeling we're all going to love movies and we're going to go start it, bench it. But at some point, you got to go, okay, you're starting and loving all of them. You got to make it complicated and pick which one's really a starter. So this will be interesting.
Hey, I mean, my coaches have to make tough decisions. So do you guys as movie critics. So, yeah.
Of equal importance, too.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I would say what the coaches are doing is pretty much less.
I think what like Nico Medved trying to fix this team and all this stuff, get him back into March Madness, that's awesome, right? But what we think of a movie made in 1993 is critical lives.
No, that's much more important to society, for sure, yeah.
Okay, Kevin.
A lot more interest.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, people want to know. They're remaking White Men Can't Jump. That's one of the reasons why we decided it's going to be terrible.
I'm the worst pop culture person I have on. So honestly, I don't know what you're doing asking me to join, but
well,
sounds fun.
I'll text you well in advance for a sports movie we're going to do, and then we'll get you in as a guest. We want guest reviewers in because can't just be Angel and I all the time.
Yeah, there we go. Sounds fun.
All right, man. Well, you have a good, it's Thursday, close enough. Have a good weekend, my friend. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Brady.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. Yeah, I thought we scared him off there. I was like, you got to do homework. You actually have to watch something that's not CSU sports and soccer. He loves soccer, so I know he's going to watch that. How are you going to mix in White Man Can't Jump with all your Star Wars activity? I guess you have the rest of the day. We're off in 7 hours, 7 minutes.
Whoa.
7 hour marathon.
It's going to be, I will probably watch that first. It'll be the first thing I get done when I get home. But then, yeah, I'm diving into Star Wars and that might go till 2 a.m.
Could be fun for you.
I'm totally fine with it. I used to do that as a kid.
Up.
So, did it when I was 12. I can do it when I'm 24.
It'll be totally fine. 23 minutes after the hour. Hooligans, I'm going to want your input on White Men Can't Jump. If you've seen it, if you haven't seen it, I'd love for you to watch it tonight. And then we'll review it together on Friday. Our very first sports movie review coming up Friday, 12:30. So can't wait for it. All right, we'll take a quick break. We're going to wrap up this edition of the show because we're sending it over to the Rockies pregame coverage coming up at 12:30. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.